Can it hear me? I think it's...
It can hear you.
Okay, cool. Catherine, what is annoying you this week?
Moving. Just the entire process of moving and carrying things and packing and not knowing where any of your stuff is.
That's the incorrect answer. Nothing should be annoying you. It's our 1 year anniversary episode.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So shut the fuck
up.
It's
1 year.
Yeah. We fucking did it.
So in honor of our 1 year birthday, we had to throw a birthday party.
Oh, that's for the podcast.
It's more exciting or sadder now.
We got snacks. We got games. We got guests.
We have.
Jason, God damn it!
Damn, yeah.
It was nice and pure until Jason stepped in.
Yes. So I guess now
it's a 1 year old birthday, Jason.
Let's talk.
Gotta start him there.
Let's talk about the 2000s one more time. And here we are. Are you guys excited?
Decently so, yes.
So
we brought some friends.
That's a word, yeah.
All the way from New York, we brought Meeg.
It is me.
And from the middle of nowhere, we have Connor.
From 15 minutes away from here, it's me.
It's Connor. So yeah. We're going to play some games. We're going to start. So the first round will be no points. It'll just be free to warm us up.
Okay.
Afterwards, there will be points. They won't be 100 points. It'll just be 1 point. We'll just get 1 point.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Never.
Yeah. That was such a hesitant answer.
Yeah.
We're all so excited.
I was nodding my head and I realized like, oh wait, this is audio. Fuck.
Cool. So let's start with Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some names.
Yes.
And we're going to start with Connor.
Okay. I knew it. Yeah.
So here's, I kind of chose like the category, a little bit of like how each group would go.
Okay.
So here are your three names. Mm-hmm. Ashton Kutcher, Topher Grace, or Wilmer Valderrama.
Ooh. Fuck, Mary Kill. Okay. I'm literally jealous of Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis because they're just so good.
So marry?
I would say I would marry I'll marry Ashton Kutcher. I'd probably fuck Wilmer Valderrama.
So I would fuck Wilmer.
I would fuck Wilmer Valderrama. Because like I feel like if I fuck Topher Grace, I'm literally going off of that 70s show. If I fuck Topher Grace,
yeah, he'd sleeping with Foreman.
Yeah, I would sleep. Well, I'd be sleeping with Foreman, but he'd also like keep coming back, and that'd be like 7 seasons of shit that doesn't like get resolved.
Yeah.
And also, he'd just be wanting to talk about Star Wars, and I do that enough to myself. So I would kill Topher Grace, fuck Wilmer Valderrama, and then marry Ashton Kutcher, and help him stop human trafficking, like the saint that he is.
Wow.
Yeah, really, truly.
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
Meeg, here are your three names. Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, or Nicole Richie.
Oh, my God.
You have to marry one of these people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
they're like the three
with
worst people you could possibly have named for me.
I know.
Oh, I actually have my answers. Who I would do for that.
Same, yeah.
Honestly, I would marry Kim because I feel like she's doing a great job.
Really great job.
Like, she has it together, surprisingly. Kanye's the one that's like out of
hand. You could be better than
Kanye. So I feel like she would make a very good spouse. I would fuck Nicole Richie and I would kill Paris Hilton.
Kill Paris Hilton. Wow.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Get Nicole
Richie is, I like, do find her very attractive, so.
She's doing really, she's a mom.
If she just
married good Charlotte. So it's like, and that's all good.
Wasn't she just in some show? What was it? Grace and Frankie. Didn't she have a cameo in like Grace and Frankie?
I don't know.
I think she did.
I'm trying to remember.
It was pretty wild.
Here are your names, Catherine.
Great.
David Schwimmer, Jen Aniston, or Matt LeBlanc.
I don't know who the first or last people are. And I knew this would happen.
Yeah, so David Schwimmer is Ross on Friends.
Oh, God.
He's also the giraffe.
And Matt LeBlanc
is
Joey from Friends.
So Joey from Friends, Ross from Friends, or what was the...
Jen Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Mary Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Fuck that Joey from Friends? I don't know.
You would fuck Joey. You're totally
the guy from Ross. I don't know anything about them as actors, so I'm just thinking of them as characters.
Okay.
If that makes a difference at all.
Cool.
No strong opinion on any three of them, though. Just so that's clear.
Yes. So, let's see. So, it's my turn. I have my names. It is Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, or Mandy Moore.
Oh, my God.
I would marry Mandy Moore.
How did I know?
1,000%.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
You know how unproblematic Mandy Moore is? You don't want that drama.
You've gone on...
big tangents about how
Yeah, big tangents about Mandy Moore.
I would fuck Christina Aguilera because I feel like that would be fun, and I would put Britney out of her misery.
Free Britney.
No, seriously. Yeah. Let's do one more round. I have some really good ones I thought of.
Just
free
her from this pain.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Connor, Frankie Muniz, Justin Timberlake, or Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Wait, I'm trying to like remember Jonathan Taylor Thomas in my head or something.
Just a bowl cut white kid. That's all it is.
I'd probably kill Frankie Muniz.
Oh.
I would marry Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
Because I could free him from his fucking anti-vax wife.
Yeah.
And also, just like go play golf with him and watch him hang with Jay-Z. All my knowledge of him is circa the 2020 experience. And then I guess I'll have to fuck Bowl Cut.
Wow, Bowl Cut Kid. Wow. Yeah,
I guess amazing. Like that's just like the last choice.
Amazing. All right, Megan. Will Smith, Justin Timberlake, or Chad Michael Murray?
Don't you
These
dare
three st- people should not be grouped together.
Don't you dare steal JT. I'm like from throwing me. Them out as like they come to me.
Okay, so wait, Justin Timberlake, Will Smith, and who?
Chad Michael Murray.
Kill Chad Michael Murray.
Okay.
Fuck Will Smith and marry Justin Timberlake.
You would marry JT?
I couldn't fuck him. Not, no.
You couldn't fuck JT?
No.
Marry but won't.
I couldn't bring myself.
That's exactly what it is.
All right, Catherine. Let's see. Lea Michele, Pete Wentz, or Gerard Way.
Oh.
Interesting.
I know
it's my a weird thoughts. It's a weird combo.
I know my thoughts on this.
Silence.
So yeah, I was like, please leave that in.
So I'm gonna fuck Pete Wentz.
Okay.
Marry Gerard Way.
Of course.
Okay.
Kill, forgot her name, but you know who. I know
Lea
who
Michele?
I'm thinking. Yeah, Lea Michele.
You would kill
you.
Lea Michele.
Yeah.
That was my exact line. Wow. That was great.
I have no strong feelings about her okay. or something. Yeah, whatever. Sorry.
So Lea here Michele. Are mine. And I just thought of it. Zac Efron, Cisco, or.
From The Flash?
No, Cisco.
Oh, Cisco.
I'm yeah, the thong song.
Guys. Yeah, that's right.
Or Jay-Z. Picking three men.
I mean, obviously don't marry Jay-Z.
Not marry Jay-Z? No, I would marry Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, then you get to make the Jason Cortez lemonade.
Yeah, he's a billionaire now. I would...
So you'd marry him for the money?
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
Fair
that's
point.
The only, he's not
that's
handsome.
Fair.
He's not a handsome man.
That's fair.
Hey, yo, it's a rat. It's like, you don't want to marry into that. Marry Jay-Z, fuck Zac Efron, kill poor Cisco.
Yeah, I don't even think I could fuck Zac Efron. Like, I would have to kill him.
Damn.
See, like, my only reason for...
And mind you, this is High School Musical Zac Efron.
It doesn't change.
See, like, I would feel compelled to fuck Cisco because, like, he made the thong song. And, like, that's all... Come on.
You wear thongs the whole time. All right. It is now time for mixtape.
Oh, boy.
This is.
So, I can explain mixtape.
Yes.
So, it is a song and scenario card game. So, basically, we take turns getting a card, and it basically will have some kind of scenario on it. And everyone goes around and picks a song that you think would be best for that scenario, and then we you'll play it, and we all vote on whichever song
and
is the best.
And mind you, these are songs from the 2000s.
Yeah, so even though the game itself isn't limited to the 2000s, we're limiting it to the 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you pull a card and it's like a decade-specific thing, just pull a different card.
Okay.
Because some of them are decade-specific.
This is so exciting because I always see this game at Target, and I've never
It's super fun. It was, I think, way more expensive than it should have been. Mm-hmm. But
as most card games should be.
It was like $20 for cards with scenarios on them. You know, like that's just, it's obscene.
It's paper.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah. I will say on the box, it says the secret to winning is your song choice should speak for itself, but if you need to embellish, by all means, tell that awkward kissing story with too much tongue, perform those embarrassing dance moves, or just flat out lie to people. Mm. Either way, good times.
Nice. Sick.
Thanks, Mixtape.
I thought it was nice. I don't know if these have been shuffled since I think this has been played twice since I got it. So
we can start with Meeg, I guess.
Oh, why?
So. I start with Connor. So
Connor.
And I mean, it's not. You just read it out loud. It's not even like necessarily like a turns thing because everyone will pick it.
All right. Picture this: the player that pulls this card needs to show the group an image/video. Everyone then plays a song to mixtape that moment. Best song wins a point. Okay. Well, now I gotta not only have Spotify, but my meme stash.
We'll have to describe the image.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find an image or video.
For the listeners.
This is blind friendly.
In the meantime, let me play you a song.
Yeah, I just.
Okay. While we think.
I just found one. Yeah.
I've seen that one.
So for those at home, this is an image of Keanu Reeves in a very brutalist architecture bathroom, just gray stone walls, sitting on a toilet. Directly in front of him is a trash can with a MacBook on it, and he is gripping the railings of the handicap stall with his fucking dear life, and he has like a strange like Google Glass thing on his face. He has like a VR headset and is just horrified in the face of whatever is happening on that computer. And in the very bottom is, of course, relevancy. Cyberpunk 2077 logo coming soon. PS4 exclusive, I think.
But thank you, Sony.
It's me. Fuck Spider-Man.
All right. So.
We all pick a song.
Yes, pick a song.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
You want to go and play yours, Jason?
I will. My song will be Complicated by Avril Lavigne.
Life's like this.
Dude.
All right, let's.
I'm just imagining Keanu just
it's
like.
It's perfect.
This is like how Keanu Reeves
that
finally
is
dies.
The opening to the game.
Oh my god.
Your turn.
Wake the fuck up, samurai.
Oh wait, I messed up.
We got some people to kill.
We got a city to burn.
Hold.
Tell me.
That's so good.
Hold.
As a little fun fact, I recently bought Keanu postcards for my coworkers.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to put them on all the computers. So our little nook will be called the Keanu Corner.
Oh, nice.
With two Ks.
I love that.
It'll be great. Have you not chosen a song?
Well, I picked a song and then I realized right before I played it that it was actually 2011.
Oh,
so
whoa.
I know, I'm kind of running into that.
1 year too late, boys. Come on.
Megan currently on the 2000 Smash Hit Spotify.
Okay, she's on the same playlist.
Funny enough, I was.
Well, now I know. Now I know what to do.
It helps.
All right, I'm going to go with Look at Me Now by Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, and Busta Rhymes.
Stop.
Gross. Oh my god. Ooh.
That is Cyberpunk.
Wait.
You can't even get in. Leg out.
Now this is post Rihanna beating.
Oh god. Wait to date that part of the tune.
Yeah. I could totally see this.
Yeah, he's just
I see it perfectly.
Great.
He's just like freaking the fuck out. This is Johnny Mnemonic too.
Oh my god. I did buy a Johnny Mnemonic postcard from one of my coworkers.
Of course he did.
Because she was just like, I didn't like him too young. I liked him after Bill and Ted.
Point Break. Point Break Keanu's peak Keanu.
I did buy a Point Break postcard with him and Patrick Swayze, and like the bottom it says, Vaya con Dios, bro.
Yeah.
It's my favorite line.
Buddy. Viacom Diaz.
Yeah, Viacom Diaz, bruh. Oh
my god. He's just like in the rain in a denim jacket.
Have you guys never seen Point Break?
Yes. Oh my god, I have it
on VHS. It's one of the greatest movies. I think it's my favorite movie of all time. Fuck Swayze. Off Scott Pilgrim. It's
Swayze.
Fuck off Speed Racer.
I find it really frustrating. Because I'm Swayze. Like, why does literally any of this happen? Like, this movie makes
why are surfers
no sense.
Like, here's like, like the
but
the,
it's but something the, about it is just is so magical.
Good. It's just Swayze abs.
Dude, fucking Kathryn Bigelow, what a national hero.
She made this movie.
I know, right? That's it.
Here's
what
the top billing
Oscar winning award director.
Kathryn Bigelow makes no, her career makes no sense to me. The kind of like films that she makes.
Imagine in the same filmography, you have Point Break, the Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze surfing crime movie featuring Gary Busey. And also Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's the best shit ever.
And then years later, The Hurt Locker.
Yeah. That's growth. That's growth. What's your song?
Oh, well, I was trying to. I can't remember. Is Hey Ya by Outkast?
Yeah. Because that's 2000.
Okay. Yeah. And that was hey my ya. Original. Like, yeah. And then I like doubted myself. Hey but ya. For some reason.
Well, let's test it.
Oh. It doesn't.
He's just like going and.
I'm seeing too much Outkast.
Yeah, no, it's just him like watching the music video and seeing like all of like, the 90.
What do you pick, Connor, as the winner?
I think Complicated has to go.
Yes.
that one doesn't work
nice.
Too well.
But, nice, yes. Like this.
Nice like this. Awesome. So I have 1 point.
I don't want to do that one again. Oh. Are they all like, are they shuffled?
I don't know.
Oh.
You don't have to whisper. The mic's going to catch you.
Sorry. Play a song, request and dedication. Play a song for that special someone in the room. The best song / dedication combo wins a point.
Ooh. Oof. Oh my god.
So we each have to like dedicate like a different person?
Yeah, I guess. Like, okay. I you know, to you.
I got one.
I hate myself so much. Okay. I got one. It's good. It's not.
I'm still looking.
I got a really good one.
Of course you do.
Oh, God. Just let me know when you're ready.
Well, you can play it while everyone's looking for songs.
All right, cool. So I'll go first. This one's to everyone.
Okay.
Oh,
this
God.
One's dedicated to everybody. Oof. And it is Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake.
Whatever, Jason.
Okay.
It was either that or Skater Boy.
Oh, true.
Jesus.
But Cry Me a River is just, you know, one of the greatest songs ever created by a human being. Easily. I almost bought I have a charcuterie board that they gave to Karina as a gift.
You have a charcuterie board?
Yeah. They put, like, cans and cheeses on it for her birthday.
Oh, I'm very familiar with what those are.
Yes.
Okay. I am white, Jason.
You don't have to tell me twice, girl.
Ooh.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I think so.
All right.
Megan, this one's for you. Because you're alive right now.
Aww.
And this is Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Aww. Aww. I feel like this is your alarm.
Because you've survived a lot. You know what I mean?
Existing in New York.
Thank you. I'll take it.
That is very
You're a
negative.
New Yorker, so you're a survivor.
Have I to deal with all that weed smells?
You're living it, man. Connor.
All right. Jason, this one's for you.
Yes.
I think when the day finally comes that we, like, actually hang out for once.
Yes.
I feel like this song will get bumped at some point. In the vein of Megan, this is another Outkast song. This is Tomb of the Boom.
Oh.
It's going to get fucking Korean barbecue.
This is the song I'm walking down the aisle to.
Courageous standards, like, God.
To anyone following the Let's Talk About the 2000s drinking game, Jason just said that was going to play at his wedding, so take a drink.
We have that?
I made a list a while ago. I think I still have it.
I've been saying either at my wedding or my funeral.
Yeah, someday we need to find a way to actually do the drinking game and the podcast.
There's a massive drinking game. Megan, what do you choose?
For some reason, again, I'm just going off of feeling, like, Connor, this is for you.
Thank you.
It's Umbrella by Rihanna, and I can't really come up with it. Just
yo, it's free.
Ho!
It's just this part, yes. Okay.
Instead of playing the graduation song during graduation, they should just play Umbrella.
They really should.
It's very uplifting. So what do you choose as the song winner?
Oh, you were asking
me.
It's yours. Well, I would be biased if I picked myself. Jason, I feel like yours was very basic, so I'm not going to go with yours.
Okay, thanks. It wasn't much building up the tension.
But Catherine, I think yours did take
solid.
The game.
Thank you.
Solid.
Thank you. Catherine. I try. So
Catherine gets the point.
I try my best.
Pick a card, Catherine.
Oh, yeah. You right. You enjoying my card ASMR? Okay. So this one is the best song to play during a montage of a herd of wild Mustangs galloping across the plains.
Honey. Honey.
Wow, you got the horse one?
I know, right?
The one card that could possibly relate to horses.
Someday I'll convince Jason to do a country episode.
Oh, Lord.
Do you know a lot about country?
Oh, 2000s country?
Dude, I've worked with horses since I was 10.
That doesn't...
Whether or not it was willingly, I'm familiar with country music.
Right. I have my song.
Yeah, I have my song.
Do you want to go first?
I do.
Okay, great.
Just give me one moment.
Oh, awesome. Of course.
Because you can't not.
You right.
Very good.
Oh, you right.
Very good.
Wait, so is it like 2000 to 2009 or 2010? I can't do a song from 96, which I didn't know was from 96.
No.
Ugh.
Okay, there we go.
Can't cut it off the wrong moment. God. That's just not right.
It's pure cinematic.
It is true. It's very cinematic. I can see it in my head
this
now.
This is a song I imagine myself riding to. Just busting out of, like, the racing stable out in the Kentucky Derby. Is the anthem.
That's so you.
Just galloping along. I don't want to be you.
So I see
Connor.
Connor's screen.
I saw that. I was like, I know that cover.
And we're going. Yep.
We're going there.
Yeah, no, it's like in a similar emo vein, I think it's this one. Hang 'em High by My Chemical Romance.
Oh my God.
It's very poignant.
It's like a bunch of like Mustangs on a beach. It's like a sunset.
Yeah,
sunset.
Riding on a horse with black nail polish.
Yep,
it's the only way.
It's me.
Catherine, who do you believe is the winner?
I do think I'm going to go with Megan's because the
cinematic
quality to it.
Yes.
But yours is a close.
Yours
second.
Was a close.
Well, I
was
knew
like,
it because
I've got
like,
some
you just
competition.
Love his song.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's my Chemical
Romance.
Megan's
like she rigged it.
It's my Chemical
Romance. Easy bait. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, this is already. Ooh, best song for the summer at any time from any generation.
Oh.
Just give me one second. I got
it. Well, by any generation, we mean from the 2000s.
Yes.
Best summer 2000s song. Good thing I have a playlist called Summer 2000 Hits.
Give me the best summer song. Or what should be a summer song. Enya does not count. Anya.
I disagree.
There was this one time, I forgot what we were doing, but Catherine was driving, or I was driving, and she decided to play Enya for, like, the whole time. It was the most ethereal car drive.
Oh, yeah,
Were we going to, like, eat?
Yeah.
We were going to go eat, and for, like, 20 minutes.
Where did we go?
I don't know. But it was the most ethereal drive I've ever taken.
We just played.
It was the weirdest thing I'd ever experienced.
I was imagining you just, like, staring out the window, just, like, zoned out.
Does 2010 count?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I have mine.
I will also accept anything 99 forward because we have stated the 2000s began in
1999.
After Woodstock. Or was that 98?
Who knows?
Anyways.
Either or.
I got mine.
Would you like to go?
I would like to
go. All right, Megan.
It's just...
Greetings, loved ones. Oh,
let's take a journey.
Very true. I know a place
where the grass is really green. I just have like such a negative association with this song. Because like eighth grade, I had to like learn how to do marching band. I had to do this in band for like months. And just stand in the middle of a fucking football field in like 100-degree weather. Terrible.
If you play it at a low enough volume and you start looking through your closet, you'll feel like you're at a mall. Oof.
Oh, that's so true.
All right, Connor.
All right, well, just because, you know, Virginia 757 got represented.
I know where this is going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm of the firm belief peak Virginia culture is the song that Missy has done, that Pharrell produced. That is just...
No, Timbaland produced that.
No. There's another one called On and On. That, I'll just throw that real quick.
Yeah, these all...
It's off a fucking cookbook. Yeah, no, this peak Virginia culture.
Yeah.
Right.
757.
757. Pharrell and Missy. I forgot Pusha T this.
You only get one song.
Yeah. No.
Let's get your freak on.
Highly recommend that song. It's amazing.
Catherine.
Mine is Yeah by Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris.
I own this album.
Yeah, I'm instantly transported
complete
back
with
to
that train. Okay.
What was that, Catherine?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. I'm at a seventh grade dance again. It's great.
Oh, wow.
You're so welcome.
I love middle school.
I love eighth grade dance.
Actually, though, that like playlist that I found that on, which is 2000 Summer Hits on Spotify, is one of my most listened to playlists of the summer.
This is a very tough choice.
Yeah, like everything else now sucks.
It's true.
Etc.
Scare the 2010s.
I think I'm gonna go with Connor.
Yeah.
Get Your Freak On. I associate that with happier memories and pressure. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Because it just reminds me of just very awkward times.
Yes.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Connor gets a point.
What, you don't miss those awkward times?
It's also my turn again.
I don't miss those awkward... Those awkward times were the worst fucking thing ever.
Wow. Ooh.
Sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, it is.
Theme music. Your theme music. Plays every time you walk in public. Theme song from the 2000s.
Yes. Fucking yes.
Ooh.
I can't wait, guys.
I don't even need to say mine, but like every MCR song at the same time, just playing all at once.
Ever.
That's just me like going to work or whatever.
This is wild. I think I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
If I can look through this playlist a little more.
Yeah.
I think it's there's too many to. Oh fuck!
Because now like,
there's so much, man.
Yeah,
this is so hard.
Because like now the test is like, how well do you know yourself?
Oh, I know myself too well, way too well. All right, I got it. This is Get Busy by Sean Jesus. Paul.
Oh.
I thought you were going to do, like, Break Stuff.
Oh, Break Stuff? Oh, no!
I got your one.
You know what? This is, like, the perfect intro song.
I just meant, like, you just, like, walk into a room.
They don't play this song in clubs anymore. Oh. That's a fucking shame. So that's my song, Sean Paul.
Who's next?
It's classic. It's classic. Have you guys chosen?
No.
God damn it, Break Stuff. That's honestly my theme. I play that shit when I go to work. Limp Bizkit is very underappreciated. Don't look at me, Catherine. You know it's true.
Just so Jason can get his closure right now. Just so we can imagine it. It's just
one of those days. Me going to work.
Everybody sucks. Yeah. I've seen your Facebook post.
Okay, I got one. It's just as stupid and cheesy as I am.
Okay.
So, Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh my god.
What female razor commercial is this?
I am a female razor commercial.
Gillette women.
So, Venus. One of my very close friends growing up, we were on a mission trip because we did that because we were cool during the summer. And we worked like a 10-hour day. We worked like a 10-hour day. It was like near the end of the week. I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. And I was the only one whose head was closest to the outlet. And so I remember like I had just fallen asleep. And then I heard that blast in my ear. And it woke me up. And I took my friend's phone because it was her ringtone. And I fucking threw it. And it smashed on the wall.
Oh, my God.
You've been a killer
day one.
Well, now I have to, like, I'm thinking.
I thought that was
maybe Megan should have been. Maybe Megan should have been.
But actually, I'll say.
I thought that was going to, like, lead into her song somehow.
No. She's like, no, so that was song. Just an anecdote, but now that you remind me of Unwritten, I have to say it's Pocket Full of Sunshine. Because what a bop.
So, yeah.
This is also the top of it.
Yeah.
Wow. You get there, Jason?
If you could look at the image I've just seen.
You're gonna pick some stones and never gonna shake me, no.
40-year-old white woman in me is ecstatic.
This is...
It's like a spell.
This is the audio version. This is the audio version of Unseasoned Chicken. This is that version.
Oh my god.
When you don't put salt on
your
food.
Where is she? Like what is she doing?
Unseasoned
now?
Chicken, Catherine.
But it's like high grade, just god. Butchered chicken.
Catherine,
like
the freshest Connor. What do you choose? Who is the winner of this round?
I mean, that one was just frightening.
wow.
And then
the violence that comes with Natasha Bedingfield.
Yeah. then the fuckery is going to have a Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh, it absolutely
song.
Should.
Oh, yeah. No, if we were going from like logical progression, like Celine Dion to a Natasha Bedingfield song, perfect. I'm going to have to say Catherine.
Wow.
Because now that I thought like Break Stuff with you, I'm like, oh, that one does fit better. And then that one.
I know. I fucked up.
Break Stuff, Jason.
I fucked up.
Man.
Your turn, Meeg.
Oh no.
It's gotta be a good one.
You just got caught off by a biker gang, and all of their bitches flip you off as they roar by you. You catch up to them at the next light. The song playing in your head as you fantasize about single-handedly kicking all their asses, Bruce Lee style.
Ooh.
Also, Pocket Full of Sunshine. Also,
Pocket Full of Sunshine. That 100% would be.
Lots of options here.
This is tricky. Right? Do I go honest or completely, like, out of nowhere?
That's up to you, Jason.
I know what I'm on mine. Can I play mine? May I play mine?
Yes, go for it.
Okay,
you
mine is Viva La Vida by Coldplay.
Oh. You can time your punches to each of the beats.
Oh my god.
This is great for like a kickboxing class. I have my song.
Have y'all ever had a bit, good copyright before?
This is a bit out of, like, I was gonna go nu metal, but I was just like, let me be honest with myself.
Mm-hmm.
This is Breathe by Michelle Branch.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Because I don't want them to breathe.
Just choking them out.
So when she asks you, can you just breathe?
You're like, argh!
I love Michelle Branch.
I'm just imagining this. That would have like the same effect of like a fucking Stuck in the Middle from Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
As just.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Branch deserves a Kennedy Center honor. In my
eyes. Oh, wait. I'm changing mine.
Oh, you motherfucker. Connor.
Yeah, I have mine just because I need like a solid hype song.
Okay.
With like a pretty like steady good beat as I'm just like wailing in. This is the hit by the one and only Daddy Yankee.
Oh.
I just throw myself out of my fucking Honda Civic.
Yeah, Connor rolling up to this shit, I can see it.
I'm just like,
clear as day.
Throwing oh elbows. God. The Taekwondo I knew when I was six just come back.
I am a man.
Yeah.
Connor goes Super Saiyan Blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My fucking mullet stand.
I know.
So I'm gonna go with, because I'm trash, Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy.
Oh, yeah.
My
can you imagine coming out of her car to beat you up and hits this?
Like I'm about.
No, this is a fight song for
this is a fight song.
This is a fight song for a movie from 2002.
Really?
No, this has to be.
Oh yeah.
No, I see it clearly.
Like the scene in my mind has changed now. Like it's like a Catherine in a mosh pit. She's just like. Throwing shoulder.
Yeah, moshing to Dance Dance.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think it'd be a good time.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. All right. God, yours was really good.
That was a good one.
But yours was
I'm good at this game.
Yes. Yeah, see, this is too yeah. much. We're too good at
I'm going to have to say.
Yeah, it was
wow.
good. Thank yeah, it was you. A good one. Good job, Connor.
It was Thank good.
You. Great. Catherine.
All right.
Choose a cat.
And then once you do yours, should we move on to the next
yes.
game?
Yes.
Cool.
Trivia will be the big one, the big finisher.
Oh, boy. Okay. You've been deployed for 2 years on
oh
the
boy.
Front lines.
Oh no.
Back home, walking toward your front door, what song plays?
What three
I'm looking
doors,
for some
What three doors down song do you choose?
I'm looking for some emotional hard
We all hitters. Have to pick a three doors down song. Oh my god. No. Oh my god.
We all just put on Kryptonite.
Oh my god.
Oh. I hate that both of those songs, Dance Dance and Kryptonite, played during my workout class yesterday.
Ooh.
Amazing.
When I was running. I was so uncomfortable.
Wait, you don't want to work out to Kryptonite?
I don't want to work out to Kryptonite.
I hate that when I take
I'd work
three,
out to
three Doors Down is a libertarian band.
They are, too.
Jeez,
like, I hate that when I type 3D, Spotify immediately goes to, oh, 3 Days Grace, you emo bitch. We know you.
I mean, it knows you, so. Well,
we know you pay 99 cents for AMY.
Wasn't the other one, isn't that the number 3 instead of typed it out? Maybe I'm
oh,
wrong.
Oh, is it?
I
Maybe.
Think so.
That's weird.
I could
Let's
be wrong,
see.
Though.
There's a lot to pick. Creed, The Used.
You hate Creed.
I detest Creed.
I've got mine. It's Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
Oh
yes!
My god!
So good.
See, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the English one?
Please tell me this. Now would you die?
Yeah.
You love.
Megan with like a full buzz cut come back.
Yeah.
Come back from
oh my god,
we gotta get to
I'm deceased.
Here he goes.
Dog like running up the lawn and slim.
Loves it.
Perfect.
Well, thank you for the inspiration
Perfect.
Because I have mine.
Alright.
This is My Hero by Foo Fighters.
I was gonna find another hero song.
Yeah, right? Kryptonite. Like,
Keep it going.
Yeah, come on.
Keep it going, Jason.
Alright.
So my wife sees me for the first time in years.
Alright, I got a good one. I got a good one. From a very terrible band.
Please.
But great in my... Great in so many people's eyes. This is With Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Oh my god. I hate you.
I mean, he did say he was going to do Creed.
He did. Okay, I see you lip syncing these lyrics.
This was a big fucking hit. Everyone heard this song a million times.
Oh, I know. It still plays on the radio.
The Slurler! Oh,
that is a good one. Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, yeah, this is like rudimentary Pearl Jam.
All right. Pearl Jam from normies.
Catherine, oh, wow. What do you pick?
That's really hard.
Because like they all have like such similar energy.
This yeah.
Very slow chord energy.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Jason, but yes. Megan, yours was so close.
Yours was so good.
That was really good.
That was really good. That.
But I will say, if there's a place anywhere for Creed, I feel like that's the place. Oh, you know what I mean? Like yeah. I think it was the proper time.
Just imagine,
Creed.
You know.
I was trying not to let my bias for the song come through, so...
Because, like, imagine opening the door, coming back from war
like,
with Arms Wide Open.
It's too perfect.
With Arms Wide Open.
Do you know how many Windows Movie Maker video collages have been
yeah,
made
come
with
on.
That song?
Oh, my God.
With those
oh
exact God. Same videos?
Yo, what's the one, the picture song or whatever?
Oh, Photograph?
Oh, Photograph.
Look
oh, God.
Photograph!
Oh, God, like,
every time I look, it makes me laugh!
Every, like, senior photo slideshow ever!
But did you look at the photograph then?
But did
God,
you though?
I hate it.
All right, so here's a big scenario.
So this is our last one.
It's our last one. Last one. You're at the lake mm-hmm. and start having chest pain.
Oh God.
You realize you're having a heart attack. You are 2 hours from the hospital and decide to drive yourself to the ER. What song do you want to hear on the drive?
While I'm having a heart attack?
While you're having a heart attack. That's a long heart attack.
Well, heart attacks, like, they aren't like a, oh, you have a heart attack and you're dead within, like, a few minutes. It's like a long yeah. thing. It can take hours.
It's very true. Catherine's a doctor.
It's true. Yeah. I know these things.
Catherine, MD.
Anyone seen the new season of Glow? No?
Yes.
Anyone?
Yes.
Did they become doctors?
There's a heart attack in it. And, yeah. it, like, they did it pretty accurately in the sense that it's, like...
Yeah, he was having a heart attack. Yeah. Spoilers. He was having a heart attack and he was just, like, you know, conscious about it. Let's see. Pick one that you would totally listen to while almost dying.
I have one. I'm not 100% sure it's the right one, though, because I don't know who it's by, and there are two versions here that pop up. So I'm going to play one of them and hope it's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. Solid reasoning.
Okay, so mine is, I'm imagining, you know, I'm in this car, I'm trying to drive pretty quick, and I also am trying to keep myself alert.
I don't even know what
so
it is.
So I'm going with Move Bitch. I don't know if this is the correct version.
No, that is, okay, that's that is the thought. Correct version. Move Bitch is the correct term.
I got mine.
Lights out!
She dies.
I know.
Yeah. I think if I were to die to anything, I think dying to Move Bitch would be okay with me, you know?
The police just come to like your destroyed car.
That's
like the only thing
that's
works. Like the
radio
and
Move Bitch on loop.
I have a great pick, but you go first.
Okay. In a similar vein, like I need something that like I know I can focus on, so I can like stay alert. Because again, my body is collapsing,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, it's like a brain teaser. I know this. I can do this. I can get to the fucking hospital and not die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
It's also the big finish. Got it. It's like coming out of the cage and I'm doing just fine. Yeah. So if I just say every word to this, I can keep myself focused on not dying long enough. That might just be the actual smartest thing.
This is
thing
one I've of the. This is also. I've said this before. This is one of the greatest albums I've ever heard in my life.
It's a great album.
Oh, Hot
Fuzz. There's no filler whatsoever.
It's fucking perfect. I've been listening to it like nonstop.
Megan.
Oh my
that's
god!
Your phone
I just.
Background?
I just saw it.
I saw that.
I. Applaud the fact that you two actually want to live. I feel like I have a little more blasé approach.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
If I make it to the hospital, I make
make it. And if I don't, yeah, this is a song that I'm okay with listening to, like it being the last one.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised.
And it's Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh my God.
You want this to be the last that you ever hear?
You yes. want this to be the last thing?
Yeah, see, like.
It is so
he's
good.
He's nodding in agreement.
Oh. Just like, could you imagine yeah. Megan in the car, like. Just dying.
Okay, no, I take it back. This is that is 100% how she would go. I love
your heart. Your heart can't even keep up to the BPMs in this song. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's
you know
the
what?
Sound of
this
Megan's heart palpitations.
This song still holds up. I listen to this.
All right.
A little
not
more
surprised.
Regularly.
So also mine is Dower.
It's Creed again.
It's more Creed.
At this point,
is this the day we find out Jason's a closet Creed fan?
Creed,
and that's why he
it
hates
is higher
so much.
By Creed.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Oh.
This song, I think I would accept like 2 hours away. I'm like, there's no way I'm making it, dude. Mm. So the last song I would want to hear is In the End by Linkin Park.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Why?
Because in the end, it didn't even matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to die a nu metal fan. Like,
the world will know.
The world will know.
Can you just imagine Jason's funeral to like a sad piano arrangement of this song?
No,
oh my god.
Lowering his coffin.
I believe the winner of this.
Bold of you is to assume it would be a slow piano.
Can you remind me what your song was?
My song?
Yeah.
It's Forgettable. That's what it was.
Damn.
Mine was Move Bitch, Get Out the
Move
Way.
Move Bitch, Get Out the Way. Boom Boom Pow.
Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside. I think. I'm gonna go with Megan.
I knew it.
I'm gonna
Thank
go with
you.
Megan. That was really good. It's just like, who the fuck would listen to that? Who the
Megan
fuck?
Would. Megan would.
I was
would.
Just like, this is my last moment on Earth. I'm gonna listen to the Black Eyed Peas.
I wanna listen to Fergie.
I'm gonna listen to when the Black Eyed Peas die.
No, you don't just listen to Fergie. You listen to the Black Eyed Peas. You're listening to
yeah,
the group.
Yeah, it's different from Fergie.
Much different. This is not a Fergie song. This is a Black Eyed Peas
song. And that was like later on Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
It's like 2000.
That's like when they died. Like,
so we are leaving this game tied. 2-2.
In the very millennial
are we?
Way.
In the most millennial. No one...
Everyone's a winner.
No one
Nobody
one
loses.
Wait. Connor has
three. I won.
Oh shit.
Yay.
Connor won.
I was, for some reason, I thought this was like Megan's card. Which
you
is phase down. It's me.
All right.
Yeah, I finally won something, Dad.
Yay!
You did it, son.
Yay.
You did it. You did it. I'm trying to find the end. All right, cool.
Wow.
So there are... Let's move this one.
Connor,
card.
Right. You don't get to keep them forever,
card.
Connor.
I know what the plan was.
So, here's how it's going to go. This is a 21st century trivia game. So the arena is a bit wider. The way this is going to go... I have the rules right here. The oldest person will ask the question to the person to the right, and the person gets to pick a category. Out of movies, music, TV, sports, or in the news, they answer the question. And once they answer the question, the card goes underneath the whole deck.
Well, we all know Jason's the oldest.
Yeah. So, as I'm the oldest.
So there's a 3 in 5 chance that I can maybe do good.
Yeah. So your thing, your goal is to answer right of each category, and you win the game.
The whole game?
The whole thing. It's over. Cool. Okay. And I will tally up all the points at the end to see who was the grand winner of the 1 year anniversary of Let's Talk About the 2000s.
Oh,
and then you will be hosting the podcast from then on.
Now you're
we'll pass the torch
on
to you.
Winner gets the podcast.
Winner wins the whole thing. You get our copyright and our license.
This comes back to me next
do
week.
We...
hey, I don't know what to do.
I,
Oh, I fucking. What's the name for Bo?
Are we ready to trivia the fuck out of this?
Sure,
don't
I
yawn, Catherine.
I'm tired.
Shut up. Let's go. What category do you choose, Catherine?
That's the show.
What are the categories again?
Movies, music, TV, sports, or news?
Let's go with music.
Music. Founded in 2009, Vivo streams music videos for Sony and Universal. What does Vivo stand for?
Holy
it
fuck, I don't even
It for something?
One of probably never. Video. I'm gonna say. Video, every video... on the web.
No.
Video. Every
video
on the web.
Megan.com.
Megan is right.
What? What
are you serious? Video Evolution.
That
video.
Was a guess.
Video Evolution.
I never would have guessed that.
Checks out.
But I will say, I did say that one of them was video.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
Just putting that out there. I made an attempt.
All right.
Wow.
You get
this
to
is
ask,
gonna go really well for me.
You get to ask the question to the person to your right.
So is it only one person doing it, or is like
it's one person?
That
person.
What category would you like, Megan?
What are my options?
Movies, music, TV, sports, or news.
This is all very upsetting. I'm not cultured. Music. Just music.
You might know this. Who knows?
Okay.
What song released by DJ and producer Bauer?
Bauer.
Cool. Spent 5 weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 after it became a popular internet meme.
Ooh. What does the fox say?
No, Bauer. Incorrect. The Harlem Shake.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah. I gave it a good guess.
Yeah.
You get
you tried.
Wow.
I gave Vivo a pretty good guess, but
that was a good one, Megan.
Can y'all believe that Joji is the reason why we have the Harlem Shake?
Yeah, I know.
Which one? Movie, music, TV.
Let's go TV.
Okay. What TV show revolves around? You're gonna get this one.
tell me.
What TV show revolves around single mother Lorelai and her daughter Rory?
Lorelai and Rory. No, I'm stupid, actually. Like, it's single... No, I don't know this.
Jason's face right now. He's so worried.
I'm not crying. I'm like, dude.
Oh.
Don't hurt yourself.
It's a lot easier than you might think. Fucking, oh, God. I'm so
also, scared. You can steal. I should
say. Wait, you can?
Theme song go?
I didn't say it. Just makes it quicker.
I mean, I'll steal.
Steal, yeah. Please.
I'll steal.
Steal. Do it.
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls.
Catherine gets a point.
I never watched Gilmore Girls. My parents sheltered
me. I watched a lot of Gilmore Girls back in the day.
My parents sheltered me from 1997.
Of course. Yeah.
You get to ask me, Connor.
Okay. Either of the stacks?
Yeah, sure. Either.
Okay. What do you want?
Give me movies.
Okay. What biological weapon does Ethan Hunt track down in Mission Impossible 2? Chimera, Kronos, Ebola, or Omega?
Chimera.
Yes, correct.
Awesome.
Wow, remember Ebola?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Gosh, remember Ebola?
I did.
The best
like
shit
the
ever.
Day.
What was it? Swine flu also?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Catherine?
Yeah, what's up?
Movies, music, TV, sports, and news.
Let's try TV this time.
All right. What city is the setting for the HBO crime show The Wire?
Christ.
Where does it take place? You may steal if you know.
Can I... Chicago.
Wrong.
I think I know.
I
is it Baltimore?
It is Baltimore.
I don't fucking watch The
Baltimore.
Wire.
Baltimore.
Connor gets a fucking point.
Yeah. Didn't know Gilmore Girls, but I knew.
But I know The Wire. Right,
I know where The Wire is from.
It's your turn, Catherine.
Right. What is it, Meeks?
I don't know anything. let's do TV shows.
What high school is the setting for the TV series Glee?
I can't. I didn't.
I would not have known at all.
That's a difficult one. You know who would know that? Chad.
He would.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone else know this?
Fuck.
I already saw the card. I
feel like it's on like the tip of my brain, but I can't think of it.
Like, as soon as I say it, you'll be like, ah, yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just, it's the William McKinley High School. McKinley,
yeah.
Sorry. I can't
yeah,
say
that,
words.
That checks out.
William nice one.
Okay. What
no
would points. Be?
let's just fucking try news. Let's see.
Dangerous.
It is, yes.
This is dangerous.
Read it, please.
What competitor did Bass Pro Shops purchase for $4.2 billion in 2017? Who knows something like that? Who is like, yes,
I don't fucking
I
know
that.
Someone knows.
Someone out there knows this.
Whoever made this game.
What competitor they buy? I don't know, fucking Dick's Sporting Goods.
I don't even know. This is Cabela's?
Cabela's? Oh, I've heard of Cabela's.
I don't know what that is. That doesn't. That doesn't even sound like that would like be remotely related to Bass Pro Shop.
Can that be a false start? Can we do another one?
Well, sure. I mean,
fine, whatever.
There are no rules.
Yes.
There are rules, but there are no rules.
It's the 2000s, baby.
Okay.
We could do whatever we want.
Movie. Let's try music.
The soundtrack to what film won the Grammy for Album of the Year in 2002?
How the fuck would I... On the Grammy for Best...
I'll give you a hint. George Clooney was in it.
That does... There were so many George Clooney movies. He said so many movies.
So many
Take
movies.
A guess.
I'd say Batman and Robin, but I know that's 90s. George Clooney movie?
Anyone else? Jason?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes.
Damn it! I feel like I say I love that movie, but I'm such a fake bitch.
You fake bitch.
Yeah. It's the one good country out of my life. Thank you.
Whoopsie.
All right. What you want?
Let's go with sports.
Sports. All right. What is South Africa's national rugby team nickname? For those of you at home, Jason's eyes just went so wide. It was just fear, confusion.
Just fear and confusion. I know their soccer team is named the Socceroos.
This is very South Africa.
Are the Ruggaroos?
Ruggaroos? Nope.
No,
that's a missed opportunity, though.
I don't know.
Anyone want to try and steal?
No.
The rugby boys.
Rugby boys. The rug boys.
Rug
the
boys. The rug boys.
It is the Springboks.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed it.
And box is BOKS. So I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, yeah,
Springbok.
Yeah, all right, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Prepare yourself, Catherine.
Lordy, let's go back to music.
Music. Oh, my God. If you don't know this, you have to jump out of a roof.
Great, I'm looking
What was Sia
to
gonna swing from in 2016?
The vacuum cleaner.
I almost said it.
A chandelier.
Correct.
Great.
Megan is...
Megan, jumped in her seat.
Megan is capital T triggered. Your turn.
All right, what's up?
Oh, hey, girl.
What do you think? What do you want to ask me? let's do films.
Okay. In honor of Superman, what did actor Nicolas Cage name his second-born son?
I know this.
See, out of everything on here, I would only know Nicolas one, Cage and it isn't one that you would
know. I know this.
I also
Clark?
Know this.
No.
Can
Kent?
I steal? Can I steal?
Yeah.
Because he's goddamn Nicolas Cage. He named him after Superman's Kryptonian alien name. Out there in the world is Kal-El Cage. Kal-L.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking
If it helps,
kidding,
the only
this.
Other one on here that I may have known, but probably not, was the sports one, and it's a horse thing. So I didn't think you would know.
That's
And
very
again,
valid.
It's something that I may not
was
have known.
Was that a
known.
Movies category?
yeah, that was movies.
What about you?
Hit me with it, yes.
Which one?
Let's go movies.
Who plays Catwoman in Dark Knight Rises?
Anne Hathaway.
Yes, she does. I would love to see her reprise that role. In fact,
she
I need
to do
her
it.
To.
Yeah. No, if we get her in like the Harley Quinn
so
movie
good.
That's coming out,
oh,
or like
she's so good.
It's just like
fuck the continuity. Just
yeah,
put her in that.
DC
suit.
Has said fuck continuity already.
What?
Okay.
Let's go with TV.
TV, okay. What type of doctor does mobster Tony Soprano visit regularly in The Sopranos?
A psychiatrist.
That is correct.
Catherine?
See, I got a music one, and I got a TV one, right? Because I stole.
Yeah, you have a music and TV one.
Let's go to movies.
All right, who suffers from short-term memory loss in the animated movie Finding Nemo? Mm-hmm.
Dory.
Nemo.
Dory.
I love knowing things.
Nemo.
Yay. Right. What's up?
I'm weirdly bad at trivia games.
Which is so weird because you have such an encyclopedic knowledge of everything that is not a trivia game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very true.
Nerd.
music?
who had nothing on Charlie Puth in 2016?
Who had nothing?
Who had, in quotes, nothing on Charlie Puth in 2016?
Is it Puth?
I guess it, I don't know. It's P-U-T-H. Said, P-U-T-H. Said Puth. Puff?
Puth? I can't answer that.
Puth? I don't Puth. Know. I'm guessing it's a reference to lyrics.
I would assume so.
And he steals.
Well, I don't think it has to do with nothing on you.
It's Superman.
Superman?
I guess.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Why is there just a running Superman theme?
I wish I knew.
Kal-El.
Kal-El Cage, creator of whatever this game is.
I think that kid's like half Asian. Right? Mm. Yeah.
I just know Nick Cage has actual dinosaur bones in his home.
Nick Cage thing.
Yeah. I'm going to be very dangerous and try a sports one.
Oh my God. Ooh, I was sporty. Actually like hoping.
Yeah.
Who was named the Super Bowl MVP for the fourth time in 2017?
Jason wants it.
MVP 2017.
He's very popular.
Like, I feel like Peyton Manning, but I feel like I'm wrong.
Tom Brady.
This is one that I think
Peyton Manning retired in 2014.
This is one that I probably got just because Tom Brady is one of the only football players.
I was going to say. Yeah.
He's the football player.
See, like, he's my default. I come from an Indiana
and
home,
is he retired yet? Did he ever retire?
No,
because I remember he's been retiring off and on for
he has not
many years.
They've been wanting him. He's like 39.
I mean, he's pretty old by football standards. But.
Six goal card.
That's true. All right.
I'm one away.
What you need?
From winning. News.
News. All right. What heiress claimed every woman should have four pets in her life? A mink in her closet, a jaguar in her garage, a tiger in her bed, and a jackass who pays for everything? What heiress said this?
Heiress.
What an iconic quote.
Right? I know.
Can't wait to find out who it is.
Just think of whoever, what heiress is fucking important in the 21st century. What heiress has ever been talked about?
Paris Hilton.
That is correct.
That might be her.
I win. Yeah.
What an icon, truly.
Wow. Yeah, I won the game. Did it.
Well, damn.
I did it. I won. I
good job, Jason.
It. Are we surprised?
You did that, I guess.
Not really. Cool. So I will tally up the points.
Cool.
In last place, woo! We have me.
Yeah.
3 points.
Yeah.
In, let's see, 1, 2, 3. In third place, we have Catherine with 5 points.
Nice, better than I thought. I'll take it.
And in second place, we have Connor with 6 points.
Thank you.
And in first place, are we surprised? It's me with 7 points.
You get your own.
You
prize.
Win the podcast. I guess you gotta I guess you gotta keep doing this for another.
I guess we. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
It's a weird coincidence that both the first place and third place prizes are the podcast.
Wow.
Who knew?
What a weird coincidence.
Wow. Awesome.
I just got this gift card at McDonald's. It's great.
This is great. Wow. Awesome. Did you guys have fun?
Something like that, yeah.
This is one of the best birthday party bashes I have ever been to.
That is
maybe
mildly depressing.
Maybe next year for the second year birthday, get we'll cake. Even get 2,000 snacks and stuff, you know? Ooh. Like 2,000
snacks. We will have
snacks.
Coke, was it Coke Silver or something like that?
Oh, my God.
No, Clear Coke.
Oh.
Crystal Coke.
Crystal Pepsi.
No, yeah, Crystal
was like,
Pepsi.
I thought that was like a 90s thing. Oh.
It was like late into there. We'll have 3D Doritos.
Some fruit roll-ups.
I want some of those dolphin knockoff.
Oh, I love those. Those are amazing. Love knockoff goldfish. Something about them really gets to me.
Like my friend, you always eat like whales. Like
Reese's
the whales? Yeah.
Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs cereal.
We'll have glitter. We'll have gel pens and shit to give away.
For Lisa Frank.
I was going to say Lisa Frank.
We all get to wear baggy jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I'll show up in my finest.
I expect you to bring your Echo shorts.
They're at my parents' house. I can forget to get them.
Exactly.
I have these huge, torn up Mark Echo shorts. That I have never thrown away and never will.
I need you to wear them someday.
We all need to get a light up Skechers. We're just stopping the entire time.
You guys,
Some Heelys.
Some upcoming shows. We're talking about iPods, sex tapes, ASMR, Justin Bieber. We definitely have to do a Paris Hilton episode.
I think everything's like been pointing to that. This episode.
We definitely got to talk about Lindsay fucking Lohan.
Oh yeah.
Because there's no other way to do that.
We're going to do one on internet games.
That's the Halloween game.
There's a whole year to look internet forward games, to, you guys.
Neopets.
Whole another year.
Oh, my God.
RuneScape. Am I triggering?
Invite me back for that.
Blizzard brought back a classic WoW, so you can do like
classic
a
classic WoW.
Like a look on that.
And we will also attempt to have a 2000s party. So join us next time, whenever that is.
Yay. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Podcast. 1 year. Woo. The 2000s never ends.
It's going.
Goodbye.